One stop.
Hi, Salmon.
Yes, speaking.
Hi, Sam. This is Nicole from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. I wanted to follow up with you. We spoke a few months back about an offer that we had sent you in the mail for some equipment financing and working capital.
Okay.
It was based on some past financing you had with Direct Capital. Are you familiar with that?
Right now, it's time to buy equipment now, but I'm searching for, I'm shopping around for equipment loan. What do you offer?
Well, we have you pre-approved here. What kind of equipment are you looking for?
Looking for the digital press.
The digital press?
Uh-huh.
How much does one of those run you?
That's like of $150,000 to $200,000.
Wow. What do those do? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, yeah, you know, for all kind of work, you know, like a brochure. It's not like a, you know, a copy machine. It's like a press.
Oh, okay. Okay, are you buying it new or used?
New one.
A new one. Okay.
Yeah.
And are you adding this on, or are you replacing another one that you had?
Adding on it.
Adding. Okay, so you guys are growing, huh?
You know, different field. You know, the offset and you know, digital. So.
Oh, okay. So it so opens.
We're offset printer, but now direction go to digital printing industry.
Oh, okay. So you move into the digital printing industry.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you been looking around at different financing places right now, or?
No, I just got it. I spoke with the salesperson today for Xerox digital press, and you know that, you know, for the digital press that what we have right now in industry is very. You know, a lot of things can do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm not sure that 150 or 200,000, but you know, I don't have a detail for how much, but you know, I'm guessing for those, you know, for ranges, and you know, for I just got it information from Xerox. So I'm trying to search or shopping around for, you know, equipment loan.
Oh, okay. So you got the information about the printer from Xerox?
Yeah, Xerox today.
Oh, just today? Okay.
Yeah.
So you're not sure on the price just yet?
Not yet. That's right. I'm not sure yet. But, you know, normally like that, run it at like 100,000 to between 100,000 to 200,000.
Oh, okay. So, all right. And would you be buying the printer through Xerox?
Yeah, through Xerox, yes.
Oh, okay. And so you would get a quote from them, correct?
I got to get a quote, but first I got to get a quality. I asked them to print it out for some samples. They're going to bring the sample tomorrow.
Oh, so you can test the quality of the printers.
Yeah. So, and then I would decide to go Xerox or, you know, Canon or Ricoh or some other copy, like a digital press.
Oh.
Other brand, yes.
Oh, so Canon has them as well.
Yeah, Canon has it, that, and also Ricoh or, you know, Konica, they have it. So, you know, I got to compare the quality first.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. When would you need the printer by?
ASAP.
As soon as possible.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I gotta get approval before I decided to go which way. So that way, we're not losing time.
Oh yeah, definitely. That way you kind of know what you have to shop around with as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we can work pretty quickly. we have a fairly quick process. It's a one-page application, and we can get you an answer within, 24, 48 hours. So if you were looking to get that done, right away, we can definitely do that. What would be your return on investment with this? I know it's branching you off into another type of, into digital printing. So how much would you be able to, invest return on that?
Return, I cannot guess, but it's gonna be expense. I'm sure that a customer, and also the current customer that, save some money, for using digital press and save some money too. So
yeah, definitely. Okay.
I cannot estimate it for how much, but there will be.
Then but it opens up a big window for you.
Yeah, little by little. And
okay. How did you do in sales last year?
Sales about a little bit over a million.
Okay, so a little over a million.
So, monthly like about $100,000 monthly.
Okay.
Average. Yeah.
That's great. You guys are doing good over there. And what does your credit look like? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Good.
Good credit. What do you have a ballpark figure?
How many? How much? But I don't know which one, but maybe I can say good.
Good. Okay. Okay, yeah, definitely. How long have you been in business?
26 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yes.
How'd you get into the printing industry?
Oh, yes. My grandfather and my father was the printer.
Oh, so it's a family business.
Back in middle of 1900.
Oh, wow. So it really dates back, huh?
It's like, for me, it's like a family business.
That's awesome. No, that's really good. Are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, cool. And you have not looked into financing with anybody else yet for this printer, correct?
Not yet.
Okay. And you said you don't have the quote. You're still looking at the quality first of the different printers. Okay, that's fine. We can go ahead and we can submit it with a ballpark figure, and then circle back and get a quote from you. Do you have any loans out right now? Any working capital or equipment loans out?
Not at all.
No loans. Okay.
All machine is in paid in full. So there's no payment for all the equipment.
Oh, okay, that's good. Just out of curiosity, do you have a plan B? Like, what would happen if you weren't able to get the loan or this printer?
I can try the my bank and try to get loan. But if it's not, and Xerox give me a lease program. There's a lease program or some other kind of financing from Xerox. But, their rate is high, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to try a lower rate.
Yeah, vendor rates are usually pretty high. What bank do you usually use?
Use what?
You said you would try your bank. What bank do you usually use?
Union Bank.
Union. Okay, and have you used them for financing before?
Oh, no, I never tried it.
Oh, you just use them for, like, your business banking?
Yeah, that's my business banking, yes.
Okay. Yeah, Sam, so I think, our working capital programs, you're definitely a good fit for them. There's just a little bit of information I would need to gather from you in order to see what we can do for you.
Okay.
And it's a one-page application. It's very simple. And I would need 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return.
Okay.
Do you have your 2014 or your 2015 tax return?
2014, 15. Yeah, I have everything. I have, I'm a U.S. citizen, so since 1989, I have everything.
Okay. So you have your 2015 completed? You don't have an extension on it?
No. 2015, 2014. And whatever you want.
Okay, yeah. So what's a good email? And I can go over, I can go ahead and send the application and a short list of the, the couple documents that I would need.
All right. Before I start this, okay, mm-hmm. What's your rough idea? How that works? Let's say we're financed from you $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's for equipment. And how... How's your deal?
Our equipment financing is done like a traditional loan, so it's going to be, it's going to be 2 to 5 years long. You're going to have monthly payments, and our rates usually start in the mid-single digits.
Okay.
But we're going to qualify you for, the best possible thing we can.
2 to 5 years? You say 2 to 5 years?
Yes.
2 to 5 years. Okay. All right. Got it. Okay. Yeah, would you send me a application form? I'll fill out and email back to you.
Okay, what's your email?
onestop691@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Is the one stop, is it the number one or is the one spelled out?
Spell out. 1-O-N-E-S-T-O-P.
And then 691.
That's correct.
Okay, and when do you think you'd be able to get everything together and send it over to me?
Maybe tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, and when's a good time to follow up with you?
After I submitted it and you got it, and call me back.
Okay, great. So once I get everything, like I said, we can move fairly quickly, and I'll get it in as soon as possible. That way you have... an idea of what we're working with here.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, Sam. So I will talk to you tomorrow after I get the application in and follow up with you. If you have any questions, you can feel free to reply back to the email that I send, or you can give me a call as well.
Okay. Got it.
All right. Thanks, Sam. I hope you have a good day.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.